This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It is Nan Cohen Total Talk, your Pratt Pack, getting the festivities started here today. Summer Obernauer, Obernauer Insurance Agency, and still to come, Marlene and crew from Dorothy's Candies as the countdown is underway for Valentine's Day. But sometimes it doesn't always work when it comes to Valentine's Day, so we're going to begin with Summer talking about, you know, when life throws you a curve, insurance and divorce. Good morning, Summer. How are you?
Morning, Rob. How are you?
I am fantastic. It's great to see you. Great to see you. So let's review assets. Let's take a look at some of the things that happen when that relationship goes bad and life throws you a curve. Go ahead.
Well, as Nan and I have, you know, chatted, even as recently as a couple weeks ago, it seems that this time of year, those curves are coming, you know, more and more. You know, the family stays together for the holiday. And then all of a sudden, you know, we're going to do this. And, you know, neither one's happy. And they said, okay, we're going to go our separate ways. And we need to figure this out. And it's more than figuring out, you know, what's going to happen, you know, with the kids, what's going to happen, you know, with the house. There's legal documents that need to be address, and insurance is certainly, you know, insurance is certainly one of them.
You know, when I think of those relationships that go bad, there are little things that you just kind of forget. And when you're worrying about assets and looking at the big picture, all of a sudden you go, well, what about insurance? And yeah. Insurance is such a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, because your assets are, in most cases, tied together. They're both names on the car, both names on the houses. And it's just, I can't say, okay, Rob, you're going to, you know, take this one and your partner's going to, you know, going to take this one. When there are liens on there, on the autos, when there's mortgages on the home, it's much, much more complicated.
Yeah, it is much more complicated. Yeah. Loans on vehicles, changing locations, who's driving the vehicles, you've got kids involved. So would it be a smart thing to do to reach out and actually, if you can have a calm conversation, talk to the person such as yourself who's handling things and can kind of give people the direction that they need in that time?
Well, a lot of times decisions are made without contacting us. You know, I'm staying in the house, take their name off the homeowner's policy. Well, you can't do that.
No.
you can't do that. The county registry says you both own this. The mortgage company says you both own this. And you just can't say, you know, I'm going to do that. And there have been some interesting discussions in front of us as to what one person's going to do, what another person could do. I mean, you know, Nan deals with this, you know, daily, you know, with her, you know, business on divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't get it every day, but we get it often enough that we have to help the individual parties figure out how they're going to do this.
Explain what spinoff on own policy is about.
So that deals with the partner. So okay, so you're going to have the same insurance policy because you're married, and now all of a sudden we're going to spin one person off onto their own policy. So the coverages are going to stay the same. But we're going to take the vehicle,
mm-hmm.
your information,
right?
Maybe a new payment information, new checking account, a new email, and you will have yours, and they will have theirs. Now you're having an advantage of you get the history
of both of you, you know, with the insurance, you know, and the longevity, and that should lower the price. But you also have the bad things that come with it. If there are a lot of moving violations, if there are a lot of other accidents, you get the good with the bad. And sometimes that doesn't make sense. Sometimes it makes sense just start anew because you don't want to carry the baggage, you know, from the other person. But that's something that we have to figure out.
Does bundling discounts actually work?
It saves the average person 25 or 30%. So you basically, as a, you know, you have to choose who you want to do business with, and you should make your homeowners, your auto insurance with the same company. I mean, more and more, everybody's into the insurance business. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you buy Tesla, you can buy insurance from Tesla. You know, if you buy, you know, a home, all the homes have their own insurance. That, oh, well, we'll just set you up with this. And, you know, it's like buying insurance from a company that does, you know, travel and automobile roadside. Buy the product from the company, you know, that they specialize in, not that it's a an add-on for them. So, but most people don't think about that. They think about the convenience. They think about the ability to check something off their list and to get it done. And that's not always the best decision, especially going down the road when something like this happens.
All right, so Nan, you got to think through this stuff, do you not?
Without a doubt, especially when it comes to situations of divorce. Divorce can, you know, as Summer can tell you, somebody's going to go by separate, and wife, husband, whoever's moving into the new home, it's a whole whirlwind of things that they have to take over that they didn't assume. Sometimes they've got to roll into new mortgages, their insurance. I always try to extract that piece because it's an outrageous number for the cost. But I don't think that people really take advantage of everything that you're saying because it takes time.
It takes time, and emotions are high, but the fact of the matter is to have a 16-year-old kid on your insurance policy, on your auto insurance policy, or not have a 16-year-old kid on your auto insurance policy, that's a $1,000, $1,200 a year, a year difference. Oh, well, they're going to just go on my policy and the spouse is going to pay half of it. Well, with the majority of kids, new drivers, it's not if they're going to have an accident, it's when they're going to have an accident. And you're not just looking at the money now, but you're looking at the ramifications down the road when all of a sudden the policy jumps up in price another 25% because there's now, you know, accidents on this policy.
Yeah, well, you take three kids, the family of three, and then you start dividing up who's paying which insurance.
Right.
It's definitely food for thought. But I'll tell you, the biggest thing that I don't understand is why people are so passive about it. They're just not they're not proactive about it because, you know, your kid's got to be covered. They're going to drive a vehicle.
We live this every day. To other people, as you just said, it's difficult. It's hard to do. I don't want to think about it. I have more important things to worry about. But the reality is you need to worry about this.
Until it right comes up. Can I just give it? Open Hours Insurance Agency. That's where you can find Summer. It's OBERNAUER insuranceagency.com. You can reach him at 412-489-6443. I actually got a message saying, you didn't spell his name last time. So there you have it.
We'll be back. You know, I should have known that was you the other
night. It was me. We wanted to join you on the radio. We were driving. We heard good discussion. And I'm like, oh, I'm not going to call. I'm going to call him first because you went to break. So I called you.
You're always welcome with me anytime.
I had some comments, but I wanted to make sure it was okay. I was doing the check and balances. Summer.
Nam.
People think they're thanking me for spelling your name as we went to break. What's it cost to talk to you?
Zero. Same for Rob to do a lot.
Here's the great thing about
it. But I just had to ask. Because
here's the great thing about Summer. I just want to say this. He likes what he does. So you're going to get a conversation, and you're not going to pay anything for a conversation. Just simply say, I have a question, and he will stop doing what he's doing to answer that question. That's a person who loves what they do.
Well, that's what I send your stuff over. You know, I just check and balance it. Just say, hey, it's Summer, take a look at this. And he will. And you always say, I'm in it to educate you. I may not have what you need. I may not be able to switch things around for you. But you'll walk away knowing that. And I think that's the coolest part about you. You're always in it for the person, the situation, whatever it may be. And I always say, you're amazing, Whitney. You just are.
Can we make the last few minutes? Can we go 180 degrees and talk about, instead of divorce, maybe talk about marriage?
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
As you know, I love saving those marriages just as much as we unfortunately have to end them. But anyway,
we talked about some things that maybe you should do if you're getting divorced.
They should talk to you, too, if they're going to stay together as well.
Yeah.
Just had to throw that in there.
When you say I'll answer any call, sometimes it's not about that education.
Yeah, go ahead.
But you're getting married, mm-hmm. and there's some things that you can do you should start to think about. You know, you're bringing your assets together, whether it's your checking account, you know, whether you're buying something, you're buying a home together. You know, both cars can be on the same policy. If you're, you know, if you're living in the same, you know, in the same house, you know, you're doing this planning. And while it's a huge cost when people are getting divorced from insurance, it can be a huge savings to all of a sudden not have to have, you know, two rental insurances, two separate car policies. Because as Rob asked, you know, in the last segment, is it really cheaper to bundle? Well, it is, and it's really less expensive to combine, too. Insurance companies will give you a greater discount for two cars on your insurance policy than one, or for three than two. Or if you drive a business car, they will credit that as a car in your household and give you credit for that in terms of a lower price. Yeah, so, yeah, it's much more affordable to join things together. I mean, you're going to do it anyway, so you know, you might as well start to talk about and think about it now.
I can't agree with you more. I mean, there's a lot of different options. What do you do when you're got, you know, four people moving in together to share some of these bigger places?
Okay, I mean, related and unrelated is a different story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because we do have that. I mean, on a renter's policy, you're moving in together. Two unrelated people can be on the same renter's policy, but you need to be related to be on the same, you know, auto policy.
Somebody did send a question in as far as when they rent out their condo here
sure.
in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Ownership is the owner, is the landlord, and is it always enough? The person renting, if I was your client and I owned the condo, and I said, "Hey, Summer, I'm going to rent this out. Do you want to see the renters, the person coming in renting, and do you want to see what kind of coverages they have?"
Well, they don't have coverage for any of their personal property on your policy. So if something happens, whether they do it or whether you know, the condo catches on fire from the people upstairs, you know, burning a turkey or leaving the bathtub running, you know, and it floods, your condo is going to be covered, but their personal property is not going to be covered. But again, you need to let the insurance company know that you're renting it out, that you're not living there. That's not your primary house because the coverages you need are different. And if you want stuff to be covered when something happens, you need to let them know. And it's no big deal. It's a box in most cases that need to be checked, but it's just what we talk about all the time, communicating and, you know, making us aware. So when something happens, we can make sure that you're covered.
And I think that goes for the same thing as even if you're going to just rent it out for that one time, is it Airbnb
or whether it's an Airbnb or whether you rent it 52 weeks a year. I mean,
good.
Renting is renting. It's the same thing, you know, with jumping back to auto insurance. If you work for DoorDash, or if you work for Uber, or if you work for some type of delivery company, you volunteer and take senior citizens to the grocery store, you have to let us know, because you're now using a personal car for business, and it's not going to be covered unless it is noted on the policy. And a lot of companies will just say, no, you're not covered. You have to really do your education to find out who will cover you.
Can I flip your switch for one more time?
Sure.
Quick question on auto. With all the electric cars going out, do you need to know as the insurance agent that they just bought an electric car?
Well, I will know when you give me the new VIN number.
Mm-hmm.
But by the same token, are you charging it in your house? Because we need to have that discussion. That's just something that needs to be added to the policy. No different than if you get solar panels, you know, on your roof. Just let us know and it'll be added to the policy. It's no big deal. But back to, you know, marriage and being together, you know, it's Valentine's Day almost. Oh. You know, you're going to hear from Marlene, you know, and everything that she is doing and her craziness in her life. But again, there are going to be quite a few people going down on one knee saying, yeah, will you marry me? And they're adding an asset to their, you know, to what they own. It needs to be covered because it's not going to be listed for its full value. You know, if they say yes, and all of a sudden they have this ring or whatever you're giving them as a token of your love, that needs to be on the policy.
It needs to be covered right as you purchase it?
If you purchase it today and lose it on the way home, it's not covered.
I'm just bringing a point out.
Right.
'Cause, you know,
it's,
you know, everybody thinks they just put it in their pocket or put in their suit jacket. And
right.
Things happen.
Things happen.
Yeah.
A stone falls out. I mean, you know, innocent stuff happens. And you just don't want to have to make that call.
I could see this romantic moment, you know, down on one knee, will you marry me? And the next question out of the sun, whoever's receiving the ring, did you insure it? You know, before you say the yes, is it insured?
Yeah. Hey, I mean, I know a bunch of people, I know two people that, you know, are going to propose at Valentine's Day because they did it. They put the rings on their policy.
That means people are listening.
Well, they live with their parents, so their parents told them that.
That's good, though. It's nice to have the happy things happening.
Yeah,
Those are the policy add-ons that you really enjoy taking care of.
Yeah.
I want to tell everybody, Summer's been all over the city recording shows, and he's on this and doing that. And I got to tell you, the Before You Go book, they are getting before this batch runs out. You can get a copy of Before You Go by calling the office at 412-489-6443. Pop on his website. He's got a lot of information up there. We were playing on it this week for him. You can reach out and email him directly right from there. And also reach out on all the social media pieces. Lots of information. And I love the questions that come in and the messages that come in for that. And guess what? It's always the same question. How much does he charge for the book? I love it. I love typing in nothing.
I charge the same price for the book as I do if you call me and ask me a question.
I love it. I just love it. Summer Obenauer from the Obenauer Insurance Agency. I think on your next show, for all of you that want to bundle up your questions, let's do a question Q&A show with you because you'll be back. We'll do that. All right?
All right. We'll come back with Dorothy's Candies in just a moment. Little over a week and a half away before Valentine's Day, but never fear, Marlene and Dorothy's Candies is here. And in the spotlight, once again, Nan Cohen, your host. Nan Cohen, Total Talk with your Pratt Pack on this Saturday morning on KDKA. Nan.
Before we start, real quick, I just want to say, Summer is amazing. When he just gets on with calls and people talk to him all day.
He's a great guy. He really is.
He really does take the time. And I know he jotted out of here. He had to get to the gym, but look at Rob. Oh, but yeah, I wanted to catch that
7:30 in the morning.
He wanted to get out of here because he'd go to the gym because he didn't want to see what was coming up next here in the studio. Okay,
eat a box of strawberries. That's why he left.
He's being very good. Very, very good. I have to tell you, I'm so excited because now the reality is here. The first batches are available. And I don't know where, Robbie, did you see the size of these strawberries? Can you honestly?
Bowling balls.
They are unbelievable.
Strawberries, the crops this year, they are beautiful from what I'm seeing lately.
I can't believe the size of these monsters.
They're gorgeous.
All right, so it's strawberry time. I put a little thing up on Facebook and on Insta, and this is what the deal is. For all of our Dorothy fans, here's what you got to do. I'm going to be putting up a post, and I always give stuff away. I'm always giving stuff away. Even out of my car, I'm giving stuff away, right? But here's the deal. I'm going to share some strawberry love. I didn't even tell you about this.
No, I'm listening.
She's like, man, what'd you do? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put something up on the Dorothy's Candies Facebook page.
Right.
And you answer my question, and I'm going to have some strawberries for some people.
Oh, wow.
From me and you. I made it from you, me and you, Mar.
I'm changing my name. I'm getting on there.
If you're not on my list of who's getting strawberries, and there might have been a couple add-ons this year for it, yeah. There's a Cindy on the list. She's going to get some of those.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I added her and I added a couple more. As I go on the show, I'll tell you who else was my add-on for the list this year. But with that being said, if you go on, when I get out of here, I'm going to put up something on their page. And what we're going to do is answer my question on the strawberries. And it's going to be about being my Valentine.
Oh,
I'm going to have, a strawberry pack waiting for you down at Dorothy's.
Very
what do you think?
Nice.
Isn't
that
good?
I think that's
I've
great.
Never given away strawberries because...
I know we have not. Yeah, that's
yeah, they
great.
Are perishable mm-hmm. and we want to know when you're coming. So, and yeah. I'm not going to tell you how many I'm giving more, but I am going to be giving them out. They're going to be earmarked for that person down at the store.
We will be taking them from the man
closet. So for all my Dorothy fans, yep, for all my faves, that's all you got to do is answer my question on Facebook. And I'll have, if you get picked, Mar and I will go through them. We're going to pick a few. You're getting a strawberry pack just from us with love.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. I'm happy about that.
Okay. It's hard for me to leave him here and just keep looking at him. It's funny. My daughter's in the studio this morning with us, and Alyssa comes over, and she's putting up the stuff, and she's looking, and all of a sudden she went, oh. She gave us the oh. She almost went with a you know, but... She's I have a home for those.
I know. She's making sure.
Look, she's all smiles over there with it. This is one of her favorites. Yeah,
she's everybody's favorite. Yeah. These are so delicious. I got to tell you, they just are that good this year. I mean, I've eaten already. I've had some yesterday. And they're juicy. They're sweet. They're wonderful. The strawberries are great this year.
I have to ask her over there. Hey, Alyssa, is this the first time Adam, or better known as 12, has he had the strawberries? Does he like strawberries?
Yes.
Okay. So this is his first. We'll see what her better half has to say about
he's going this. To love them. You yeah. cannot not love
and
them.
The fam. Yeah. And the fam. And there the fam. Go. We'll be seeing the fam. So they're going to. Oh,
nice
so people. We're going to have some new strawberry people online
All right.
for this.
We're looking
All right.
Forward
that's
to
good.
It.
Okay. How's Valentine's Day?
Busy. We're getting busy. It's
like the way she said that. Busy.
And that's wonderful. I mean, that's exactly what you want when you have a business. You want it to be moving. But the store, it's stocked now. You know, we've been making everything, getting all the things related to Valentine's. It's nice to walk into. People are coming in. They're buying. They're ordering the strawberries. So it's wonderful. We're going to have a very busy couple of weeks coming up.
Yeah. I can just tell you, I preach this, and here's we want to know what goes on behind the radio when we're not on, and what we say when we do. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you about Dorothy's. Okay, there's this gigantic, huge board. There's a couple of them, and the board has names on them with the orders.
That's right.
And I'm gonna tell you now, it's the jockeying time because they get written big, and then they get written smaller and smaller and smaller to make room for everything, and then the paper, all the orders start hanging up. And you walk by there, and I tell you, I smile every time because I know how much people enjoy these strawberries.
It's fun to do these. It's twice a year. It's different out of our ordinary, you know, with the chocolates. And to do this and to put them together and to know why, you know. So, yeah, it makes us happy down there doing that.
So here's the inside tip. Mar and I are going to give it to you. If you're thinking you want the strawberries, call. Pick up the phone. Get online. dorothyscandies.com and get your order in. Because I know last year I struggled with people. I would stand at the counter. I'd pop in and watch people. And they were just grabbing them. There was poor Adrienne and Mary Jane. They couldn't,
she's wonderful.
They couldn't. Kathy would be like, I need this. And they could not, literally could not keep up with the ones that were coming out. And they do make them for the store. The problem is once... We saw that. Oh, we got the babysitter. Oh, I forgot my neighbor. Oh, my God, those look so good. I have to take them. I'll find somebody for them. They were walking out with not just a pack. It was three. It was four. And then the next person comes in, and there was none left.
No, we make them, but they sell. They just They're go. So beautiful. They sell so fast. But all they have to do is they just say, you know, can I come back tomorrow and pick some up? Sure. Come back. There's your order. You
but
know
they would have been there.
They would have.
They would have been there and ready for you. And
that's right.
They're lined up. I mean, I love putting the pop of those lids and the tags on them just to get them out. But inside note here, we're telling you from the inside. If you want them, they'll be thrilled to make them for you. But we don't want to disappoint you. So make sure you get the orders.
Well,
in.
Let's give that phone number at 412-678-2723. Give us a call or dorothyscandies.com. And it takes just a minute to get your order in and you'll be guaranteed whenever you want to pick them up.
I like when you put on the flyer this year, you wrote the word, and they're not dainty. It's strawberries.
They're beautiful.
I'm going to get Alyssa as we go to break to show you. You just can't believe the size of them.
So delicious.
You want to go to a break or you want me to keep talking?
Let me go to a break.
Let's do it. We'll DorothysCandies.com is always on. Let's take that break and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. All right, back with Nan and Marlene, Dorothy's Candies. Our final segment today, Nan Cohen Total Talk, but the countdown for Valentine's Day is underway and they are stocked and they have everything that you need. Some sweets for the sweet. All right, Nan Cohen.
Really funny. I've never seen my daughter so active here in the studio. She's like eyeing up. Seriously, Robin.
She's talked more in the last 10 minutes than she has her entire life in front of me.
Is that the truth? She's eyeing it up over there. She's
Oreo.
This she asked about the Oreos. Everything displayed. It's just so beautiful and delicious. You just want to take it in.
She's around this stuff all the time.
But that's what love will do.
Yeah. Well, she loves the strawberries. She's laughing. She's never been so...
happy.
Yeah.
That's
Abby's all over
do.
The place when she comes in, but this one she kind of tends to hide.
Yeah,
but
I don't think she likes getting up at 5:30 in the morning, do you? Oh, you got up at 6. Okay, I'm 5:30.
Well, because she thought there would be a chance she'd be eating one of these over here today.
She should try one.
Oh,
would
she's
like
going
to
try them. She said,
It's fruit. It's not.
Well, I like the fact that she's so animated this morning because she knows those are probably going to get home with
she's
her.
She's waiting.
Yeah,
let's get the show
taking,
going.
And now she's taking the Oreos, apparently. Rob, we usually leave those for Rob, but apparently he gave them up because he loves you.
My one son loves the Oreos. Benjamin loves the Oreos.
I have to tell you, they have the Wall of Hearts down at Dorothy's.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
The Wall of Hearts. These boxes are beautiful. And I mean, that 5-pounder heart, I was just hoping, fall on me, let me catch you.
It gets used.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
The heart choices this year for that somebody special, no matter who that is in your life, is just the little top hat.
I know.
It was so cute.
That's new this year.
Yeah, that's so cute. So cute. Everything down there. And I really like the fact that the molds, the hearts, they are from love because Bob Gestahl, the owner of Dorothy's Candies, those were the molds that his mom used. And I always get sentimental about it. And I'm going to tell you, a surprise, surprise. Somebody sent me an email, Mar.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
And
it was about the cards. And apparently they made their way down to Dorothy's to look at the cards. And it's odd that we can just tell you about the selection of cards that they have to go in the perfect box because Dorothy's is elegance. And you've got to finish that package off with a card. And Marianne does it every season, every holiday, wherever you're at in the year. She always has that cart rack. And I was amazed at her selection for Christmas this year. The Santas were just, they could have been framed. They actually could have been picture
she
framed.
She has a knack for this.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she's the only one that can do this because she just chooses these and they're perfect. And the customers do mention them all the time.
Because she puts the elegance to finish off the box, right?
She does. She takes the time and gets the
Somebody had what was down there and they said, thank you. This is my new selection for cards. Because I know it's people don't really do them. They don't really send cards anymore. They go to the mass markets and they try to find it. But I'm telling you, and Marianne would love to share how she finds them and how they move her and why she buys certain cards. And believe it or not, there are companies that, you know, she works with that aren't in the supermarkets and aren't in the drugstores.
Right.
But she does have the knack. And I have to tell you, it's just awesome. So we told them and they went, Mar.
Yeah, she's a big card sender herself. You know, she's never stopped doing this, you know. I wish I was like that. I want to do it. I just never get around to it.
Well, because everybody can pop off a text or an email and they think that takes care of it.
That.
So, but go Marianne. She tries to keep us up on those things.
She does and a fantastic
full
job.
Circle. I always say everything, life is full circle. So it's swinging around and maybe those cards are going out. The racks after every holiday is empty.
They are. They are. And the people know that she's the one that chooses these and they do come in and get them.
It completes
any time of the year.
It completes the elegance.
Yes,
on that package. That's what I
always say. They're a little different
than
what you see in the other stores. You're right.
And we're telling you because there's a reason. And I have. We've brought them in. Mm-hmm. I know she's got some for Easter already coming up. And I'm going to tell you, I want everybody to stop and enjoy and smell those roses and enjoy Valentine's Day because to people at Dorothy's, they're working so hard to get all of this made for you. When we slide into the next holiday, but you all ask at Christmas, man, can I get some strawberries? Please, can I get the hand dipped? Can I? And some people actually settled on the apples.
Yes.
They got the hand dipped apples. They're there. I can't preach it to you enough. I'm offering, I thought I'm going to share some love this year and I'm going to give out some, packets of strawberries. So make sure you get on our Facebook page, like it, and then get in there and respond so we can find you. And we'll let you know if you're a winner. And there will be strawberries. And don't forget to pick them up because if you do, I'm going to tell you they're going to go to my daughter.
That's right. No, we don't.
She's taking. She's like, don't show up. My mom will bring them home.
That's the good part. Everybody picks up their strawberries.
Yeah, there's not one to be had
when
they lock up the door on February 14th. And I understand it's also Ash Wednesday this year.
It is.
Yeah, it's coming close. And Easter's is going to be a short season this year.
It's March 31st this year.
Yeah, we really got to slide, move, and groove. Okay. Here's how you get them. Dorothy'sCandies.com is always on. We do not ship them. Too perishable. We will work on that for next year, getting them shipped. But we want to keep them fresh and local right now. You can always call Dorothy's and call and ask for Marlene. So she really nag her and keep her going. Marlene loves to take your strawberry orders. Mar, give them the number.
It's 412-678-2723.
And, you know, I'm still surprised at the fact that for the size of these, the pack price is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's a deal and a steal.
It really is.
I say that every year. I mean, for what people sell one strawberry for, you're not going to believe it. You just won't believe it. And when you're saying this, I mean, we looked at commercial break. The strawberries are gigantic.
Yeah. Go ahead. Huge. Go around and compare.
Yeah.
And
oh,
you'll be very happy.
I know. Look, my daughter's over here. Are we done? Can we go? Can I have those strawberries? Okay. Dorothy'sCandies.com.
Right.
Always on. And, you know, I say this, and I truly mean it. One bite, you'll know it's Dorothy's Candies. And I'm having fun with it this season because it's just, it's up a game and it's the same consistency. When you go back through when they're 76th year, it's still, nothing has changed.
There's a reason we're in our 76th year.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep, definitely.
Thank you both. Have a sweet day.
Thanks, Robbie. I love you.
I love you too. Stay tuned. News at 8, moments away, Pat Septech, and then we're back. It's Brian Carranza, Secure Money Advisors on The Money, KDKA.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.